Five Democrats are running in Vermont's gubernatorial primary on Tuesday. The only one with legislative experience is State Senator John Rogers. He is also the only one of the five who does not fully support all of the gun restrictions passed by the democratically controlled legislature and signed by Republican Governor Phil Scott last session. Rogers says he had initially decided to run for re-election to the state Senate, but agreed to a write-in campaign after a number of people asked him to run in the gubernatorial primary.
After I had filed for my Senate race, a group of guys reached out to me and said, John, we feel like there is no one in the governor's race that supports our values. And I looked at the candidates and sort of felt the same. And I said, well, there's no way for me to get into the race now other than sign up as an independent, which I didn't want to do. I've always served as a Democrat, or a write-in campaign. And they said, well, we'll do the write-in campaign then. And I told them a write-in campaign is an extremely heavy lift and a long shot. It's much harder. And they were totally undeterred, and here we are.
So with the write-in campaign in the Democratic primary for governor, are you also still running for your Senate seat?
I am, yes.
Senator Rogers, you have noted that what sets you apart from your four primary opponents is your legislative experience. How important is it to have that background when you're seeking the governor's office?
Oh, I think it's huge. Knowing who the players are in the building. So I've been there for 14 years, six of them in the Senate. Knowing people in state government, knowing who the lobbyists in the building are, and knowing who the legislators are that get things done, and having working and personal relationships with them, I think is huge. And I've got to say, that's one of the things I've been very disappointed about with the Scott administration, is they've done a very poor job of working with the legislature.
One of the other places where you deviate from the other Democratic primary candidates is in the gun measures. It was actually one of the three gun measures that were signed by Governor Scott, S-55. Why is that bill such a huge issue in Vermont, and do you think it will be the crux of the campaign?
Well, it's certainly a portion of the campaign, but I've never been a one-issue legislator, and most of the folks that are working on my behalf in this grassroots effort are not one-issue voters. In my career, I have always worked to protect everybody's freedom and liberty. And what S-55 did was take rights away from good law-abiding citizens. And that's what I didn't like about it. S-55 was built by amendments on the floor. It was poorly done. It's a terrible way to do legislation. And it has a whole bunch of problems in it.
Senator Rogers, obviously there's a lot of different policy areas that we could discuss, but in this conversation, I'll focus on the key policy area that a governor would have to work on. How would you approach the state's economic policies?
Well, I think we've really got to focus on rural economics. I think we've got to continue to promote agriculture and forestry and tourism and the outdoor economy. We've got over 80 million people within a day's drive of here. We have a name for quality. There are more and more food producers here that are producing outstanding stuff. The Vermont brand sells. We've got to continue to promote that. The other thing I would really like to see is doing a better job getting our youth a reasonably priced higher education. We have great state colleges. Around those state colleges, especially the technical colleges, is to build maker spaces and incubator spaces so that those young folks can be the next entrepreneurs.
Senator Rogers, what do voters need to write in to accurately and correctly vote for you in the primary?
Well, in Vermont, it is supposed to be voter intent. So what we're hoping is that they use the Democratic ballot, and under governor, they would write the name John S. Rogers, R-O-D-G-E-R-S, and color in the little oval with black ink.
And I don't know if you've considered this yet, but if you don't win the primary, would you consider a write-in campaign for governor in the general election?
No, you know, this is, it's sort of an experiment. Nobody else has ever tried this. I think if I don't win the write-in for the Democratic nomination, I will just focus on my Senate race. And maybe in 2 years, if I decide that it's time, we'll get our name on the ballot. But I think there's too darn much money in politics, and I think we really want to set out to prove that a grassroots campaign can get our message out. And I think that's what's really impressive about this campaign, is that we've got a lot of boots on the ground, and we're not spending the big money that the other campaigns are.
The other Democrats running in the August 14th primary are James Ellers, Christine Hallquist, Ethan Sonborn, and Brenda Siegel. In the Republican race, Keith Stern is challenging first-term incumbent Governor Phil Scott. You can hear interviews with the candidates at WAMC.org. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.